Now we're going to go back to D.C., where NPR reporter Allison Keyes joins us. Hey, Allison.
Hey, Tony.
You know, we have seen the crowds. We've heard the speeches. What did the people do right after the speeches were over and after Obama left the Capitol steps?
Actually, I am not on the Mall. I'm on U Street, which is a historic district. U Street was basically the hot seat of black culture and commerce. It was Harlem before Harlem. Pearl Bailey called it Black Broadway. And this neighborhood was decimated by the riots in 1968. Affluent blacks fled. Then it became a drug haven. Now it's been revitalized and gentrified. And people here were absolutely jubilant. I heard you talking to Ron about how people react, or how President Bush was reacting today. And people here who watched the speech on a jumbotron at the restaurant where I am actually laughed at Bush's reaction shots during President Obama's speech, particularly when President Obama said, America is a friend of each nation and we are ready to lead. But other than that, people here were rapt. They sat with tears in their eyes. Couples held on to each other. They cheered through the speeches. They cheered when the Carters and Clintons came out. They even cheered when Obama's daughters were taking pictures with the camera. People here were really excited.
Would you say that there was a generational difference noticeable at all between the people who were there who responded to what they saw on the jumbotron?
Actually, no. Where I am, people brought their children. People brought their grandparents. It was a very racially mixed crowd. And I actually spoke to one woman. She's 64. Her name's Benet Durant. She was here in 1968 during the riots. She said she was so glad to be alive to see this. Her 96-year-old father, who was in an assisted living facility in Virginia, was watching it as well. And they were so glad to be here. Across the table from her was a white couple who brought their toddler, who was wearing an Obama t-shirt. They were equally glad to be here. It was really quite something to watch. Very emotional.
So from their standpoint, it clearly is, truly is a new day and a new way of looking at things, correct?
One woman I spoke to, Melanie Garrett, called this a great getting up morning.
Thank you very much, Allison.
You're welcome, Tony.
That was NPR reporter Allison Keyes joining us from the nation's capital.